听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Thanks for taking time to study English with us today. My name is Steve. Well, we are on our second day of a pullet surprise. If you've been with us for a while, you'll know that every Animal Tales lesson features a group of idioms, all of which are related by a common word. This month, the common word is pull, P-U-L-L. Keep your eyes open for those and be sure to add them to your English vocabulary. One idiom in our story that does not have the word pull in it is get one's feet wet, as in, someday I want to study in America. Next year I'll go there for 2 weeks to get my feet wet. All right, let's open our magazines and begin the reading. It starts on the right side of page 17. Please follow along as we begin reading.
The Pullet Surprise. After a while, they came to the edge of a beautiful pond. All right, little ones, the mother duck smiled. Time for a swim. Everybody in. Oh, boy, they quacked. Oh, no. The chick peeped. Psst, she whispered, pulling one of the others aside. Is she pulling my leg? What's she trying to pull? We can't swim. Sure we can, the little duck quacked. It's easy once you get your feet wet. Watch! And he jumped into the water with his brothers. You can do it, they cheered. We're all pulling for you. Please, don't push me, cried the chick. I can't pull this off. I can't swim. I don't... Achoo! No how. You can't pull out now, the little ducks quacked. Jump in!
Hi friends, I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip. And welcome back to day two of our Animal Tales article. Yesterday we looked at a little baby chick, or a pullet, and this pullet is about ready to experience a surprise. She is out in the rain and she's having fun with some funny looking chicks that waddle and they quack. And they walk and talk a lot like a bunch of ducks.
So let's see what happens. The first line of your text says, after a while, they came to the edge of a beautiful pond. All right, little ones, the mother duck smiled. Time for a swim. Everybody in. So our text tells us now that these are definitely ducks. This little chick is walking around with what she thinks are just funny-looking chickens, when really, our little chick is confused, and she's walking and talking with ducks.
And so the mother says, everybody in. Oh, boy, they quacked. Oh, no, the chick peeped. Psst, she whispered, pulling one of the others aside. Is she pulling my leg? What is she trying to pull? She asked. Now, there's two phrases there. The first one is pulling my leg, and this is an idiom. Usually, if you are pulling someone's leg, that means that you are trying to play a joke on somebody. Maybe you are teasing them, or maybe you're saying something that is not totally true because you want them to believe that it's true as a joke.
And that second phrase there, trying to pull something, is kind of similar to the first one that Chip just talked about. But if you're trying to pull something, you might be trying to trick somebody. So this little chick is kind of asking, is this mother trying to trick us? We can't swim. Chickens can't swim.
Sure we can, the little duck quacked. It's easy once you get your feet wet. And that phrase, get your feet wet, is another idiom. We use this sometimes when we're talking about somebody experiencing something for the first time. Maybe you want to learn how to do something. Maybe you want to learn how to swim. Well, if you're going to learn how to swim, you're going to need to get your feet wet. You're going to need to get in the water and experience it for the first time.
So one of the little ducks goes ahead and jumps into the water and says, watch. And as he does this, the little chick is probably just standing off to the side, still trying to figure out what she should do. And as the duck and his brothers are in the water, they say, you can do it, to the chick. They're all cheering for the chick. They want her to get in. And they say, we're all pulling for you. Now this phrasal verb, pulling for you, means to support or to encourage someone or something. If you give someone your support, you're saying, we're pulling for you. We hope that you accomplish this or that you pull through this.
Right. You're hoping for the person's success.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And this little chick says, please don't push me, cried the little chick. I can't pull this off. That means that she doesn't think that she can actually do something that's very difficult. If you are trying to pull something off, then that means that you're trying to complete it or perform it or do it, and it's very difficult to do.
And why can't she pull this off? Well, she tells us. She says, I can't swim. She can't pull it off because she knows that if she gets in the water, she won't be able to swim. She's a chicken, not a duck. Chickens can't swim, ducks can. And she tells them, I don't know, achoo. I don't know how. She's sneezing. If you remember from the beginning of the story, the mother was worried, the mother hen was worried that if her chicks went outside, they would get sick. And it sounds like our little chick friend is starting to get sick now.
Yeah, she's showing symptoms of catching a cold. And so these ducks who are cheering from the water. They're cheering. They're pulling for this little chick. They say, you can't pull out now. And the little ducks quacked. Jump in. Now that phrase, pull out, is one that means give up or leave a situation that you are committed to.
Sometimes people might pull out of a commitment they had made. Maybe they're supposed to join some friends this weekend for a night out, and at the last minute they say, we're sorry, we will have to pull out, we can't join you, we're no longer going to be here. Well, let's go to a skit right now, and then we'll take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll learn exactly what happens to our little friend, the chick, and the ducks that she's met. Stay with us.
Chicken one, bawk, bawk, bawk. Chicken two, bawk, 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 bawk. Chicken three.
What bawk, bawk. Are you doing?
I'm counting my chickens. Chicken four, bawk, bawk, bawk.
But you're not counting chickens. You're counting eggs.
I know, but soon these eggs will hatch, and they'll become chickens. Chicken five. Bawk, bawk.
Not all of them are going to hatch.
What? If all these little eggs don't hatch, I'll be very disappointed.
That's right. So here's some advice. Don't count your chickens before they hatch.
Don't count my chickens before they hatch.
It's an English idiom. And it's good advice for everyone.
Everyone? What about people that don't have any eggs?
Well, what it really means is, don't count on something good to happen. because it may not happen.
Oh, and then you'll be very disappointed.
Yes, wait until after it happens.
Oh.
Then you can be happy and celebrate.
Yeah, so don't count your chickens before they hatch. Hey, look, there's another one. Good girl.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, we all know that ducks can swim, right? But have you ever seen a chicken swim? I don't think I ever have. In our story, the pullet, or young chicken, is away from her mother and is about to find out if she can swim or not. Let's look at some more key words. The first is the noun chicken. And no, it's not referring to the animal. Here's our example sentence. I don't care if you call me a chicken. I'm not going to climb that ladder. Our next word is the verb sob, as in Haley sobbed as she told her parents she failed the exam. Now, we are ready to wrap up our story. This last section of the reading begins on line 20.
The pullet surprised, but the chick stayed on the bank. I can't, she screamed wildly. Pull yourself together, the others cried. What's wrong? Are you a chicken? Why, yes, cried the chick, and I want my mother. Suddenly, from out of nowhere, the mother hen appeared. There you are, little chick. I found you, she clucked. I was so worried. Mother, she cried. I'm so happy you're here, but... She sobbed. I'm sorry I made you worry. You can scold me. I deserve it. But instead, the mother hen took the chick under her wing. The little pullet felt warm and safe there. Now I know why Mother worries, she sighed. She... Achoo! Loves me.
Welcome back. Okay, so we are on the edge of this beautiful pond. The ducks are already in the water, and they are pulling for this little chick, encouraging her to jump into the water, but she can't swim. So she's staying on the bank, and she says, I can't! And she screams this wildly.
And the others say, pull yourself together. And if you pull yourself together, that means you have to regain or get back calmness. She's kind of going through some emotions right now, and she's scared, and she probably doesn't know what to do. And they're just saying, pull yourself together. Calm down. Get your calmness back. It's going to be okay.
And they say, what's wrong? Are you a chicken? Now, this might sound like a very obvious question, but actually this word chicken is one that we use to refer to a coward, right? Or someone who is afraid to do something.
That's right. Sometimes we'll hear it maybe from younger people who call their friends chickens. They say, are you a chicken? Don't
Whoa.
Be a chicken.
Hey, I'm not a chicken. I'm not afraid to do that.
That's right. So a chicken is kind of a negative word that sometimes is used to refer to people who are maybe afraid of something. So the ironic thing about this is that the ducks are saying, are you a chicken? Or are you scared? But really the answer to that question is yes, she is a chicken. She's not a duck. She is actually a baby chick, a chicken.
So she says, why yes, cried the chick, and I want my mother. And so suddenly, from out of nowhere, the mother hen appeared. And now I love this part of the story. Mother to the rescue.
That's right. She's back to save her baby chick before she gets into the water, before she gets more sick or is in a dangerous situation since chicks can't swim.
Yeah. And so she clucks, "There you are, little chick. I found you. I was so worried." Now, it sounds like this mother hen had been looking for her chick, and so she was very relieved to know that she was safe, that this chick was safe, and her mother found her.
And it sounds like the chick is also glad that her mother found her. She says, "Mother," she cried, "I'm so happy you're here," but she sobbed. And when we're talking about a sob, we're talking about crying, a lot of crying, very loudly and uncontrollably. And a lot of times it's where you have a lot of gasps in there. You kind of can't catch your breath because you're so upset and you're crying so much.
So it sounds like maybe our little chick needs to pull herself together then,
yes.
Right? Because she's sobbing. But she's sobbing because she says, "I'm sorry I made you worry. You can scold me, or you can tell me that I did something very bad, and I deserve it."
And did the mother do that? No. Instead, the mother hen took the chick under her wing. This is kind of an idea that we give that she's comforting her baby. She's pulling her in so she feels safe. And she took her in under her wing, and the little pullet felt warm and safe there. So the mother didn't scold the baby chick like the baby chick thought she would. Instead, she was just so relieved that her baby was safe that now she's just doing her best to take care of her and to make her feel warm and comfortable.
And so it sounds like this little pullet learned a lesson. Our final line of the article says, "Now I know why mother worries. She loves me." So it sounds like this little pullet understands that her mother loves her, and I think this little pullet also got a little bit of a cold.
It does sound like she will have to recover a little bit from that cold, and it does sound like she learned a lesson, and she's safe. She can go back to the hen house with her brothers and sisters and be one big happy family.
Yeah, I think this little chick will have no trouble pulling through her little cold.
So it does sound like the chick will pull through her cold and she'll be okay. And she really did learn an important lesson. And this is a lesson that I've learned in life, and I know many of you have learned in life, is that even when we don't always want to listen to our parents, it's usually a good idea to do so. Because in most cases, they really do know what's best for their children, and they want what's best for their children, and they always want their children to be safe. And so it's important to listen to your parents or your elders, those who maybe have a lot of wisdom about maybe how you should live your life.
And I can remember several times as a child when my parents would give me a rule or something that I didn't want to obey. And later, I would realize that they gave me those rules because they love me and they care about me and they care about my safety.
So we hope you enjoyed the story today. We sure did. Right now, we're going to go to the chat room and we'll see you back here at Studio Classroom tomorrow.
Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Doris. What a happy ending for our animal tale.
Yes, indeed. At the end of the story, we see that the mother hen took the chick under her wing. Doris, why does the sentence sound familiar?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. Taking someone under one's wing is an expression we sometimes hear. If you're under someone's wing, you're being protected and helped by that person.
Oh, it's like a bird that protects its babies by spreading its wings over them?
That's right. So, for example, we might say everyone who lost their home in the earthquake was taken under the wing of a local church.
I see. 小鸟刚出生的时候，它的妈妈会用翅膀遮蔽保护它。因此呢 ，take someone under one's wing， 把某人放在你的翅膀下，这个片语就表示保护或者照顾某人。Are there any other idioms that use the word wing？
Well, you might spread your wings.
Spread my wings?
That's right. If you spread your wings, you start to do something new and exciting for the first time in your life. A lot of people spread their wings and try out new things after they retire.
What about waiting in the wings? What does that mean?
That's a different kind of wings. You know, the areas to each side of the stage are called wings. So actors who are about to get on stage have to wait in the wings before their turn to perform.
Okay, so if one waits in the wings, then he or she is ready to do something, right?
Exactly. And if a company comes up with a popular product, then other companies may wait in the wings to sell similar products at lower prices.
I see. Spread your wings, 展开你的翅膀，意思就是不要退缩，此刻就要尝试新的经验。那另外一个片语 waiting in the wings, 在这里的 wings 并不是指翅膀，而是舞台上幕后的两侧。在一场戏的当中，还没有上场的表演者会在舞台的两侧等待着。所以呢 ,waiting in the wings 就表示已经准备好要上场了。如果某一个公司的老板即将要退休，他的继承人就是 waiting in the wings, 已经做好准备要接任。
Well, I know that Michelle has been waiting in the wings. Let's now listen to her language tips.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 pull someone's leg 这个成语。拉某人的腿就是指跟某人开玩笑或者是哄骗某人。例如 ,when a game show host told her that she won $1 million, she thought that he was pulling her leg. 当电视游戏节目的主持人告诉她她赢得100万美金的时候，她还以为她在跟她开玩笑。或者是 ,don't believe what Charlie told you, he's probably just pulling your leg.不要相信 Charlie 告诉你的事情，他也许只是在骗你。接下来我们看的是 get one's feet wet 这个成语，把脚弄湿就是指着手进行或者是开始参与。例如 ,the boss decided to let the rookie get his feet wet by doing the big project. 老板决定要让这个新手进行这个大型的计划，好让他可以开始参与。或者是 skiing is not that hard once you get your feet wet. 只要你开始尝试，滑雪并不是那么的难的。最后我们看的是 sob, S-O-B 这个动词。sob 是指啜泣或者是哽咽。注意它的现在分词、过去式还有过去分词都要重复字尾 b 加上 ing 或者是 ed。例如 ,she spent the whole day sobbing in bed when she first broke up with her boyfriend. 她跟男友刚分手的时候整天躺在床上哭泣。或者是 ,the little girl sobbed about her lost teddy bear. 这个小女孩为了丢掉的泰迪熊在哭泣。And we're running out of time. Goodbye and take care.
The Pullet Surprise.After a while, they came to the edge of a beautiful pond. All right, little ones, the mother duck smiled. Time for a swim. Everybody in. Oh, boy, they quacked. Oh, no, the chick peeped. Psst, she whispered, pulling one of the others aside. Is she pulling my leg? What's she trying to pull? We can't swim.Sure we can, the little duck quacked. It's easy once you get your feet wet. Watch! And he jumped into the water with his brothers. You can do it, they cheered. We're all pulling for you. Please don't push me, cried the chick. I can't pull this off. I can't swim. I don't... Achoo!No how. You can't pull out now, the little ducks quacked. Jump in. But the chick stayed on the bank. I can't, she screamed wildly. Pull yourself together, the others cried. What's wrong? Are you a chicken? Why, yes, cried the chick. And I want my mother.Suddenly, from out of nowhere, the mother hen appeared.
There you are, little chick. I found you, she clucked. I was so worried. Mother, she cried. I'm so happy you're here, but... She sobbed. I'm sorry I made you worry. You can scold me. I deserve it. But instead, the mother hen took the chick under her wing. The little pullet felt warm and safe there. Now I know why mother worries, she sighed. She... Achoo! Loves me.
Friends, yesterday I mentioned that, like a fable, Studio Classroom's animal tales usually have a life lesson, a moral teaching, or warning of some kind. Did you notice one in the Pullet Surprise? If so, what do you think it is? Talk it over with a classmate or friend and make this a good time to practice your English. Tomorrow, we're going to one of the world's oldest and one of America's finest national parks. Until then, we hope that you have a fantastic day. Bye-bye, friends.